As I explained above, you are a series of precise energy values that relate to each other in a mathematically precise sequential way. Your present situation in life and your thoughts, everything that defines you is a set of values that will determine where, and in what direction you will go next, and this can be calculated and predicted with mathematical precision. Each thought you have is energy and it has a specific numerical value. They are not good or bad in an isolated way, but the numerical value of their vibrations will mathematically interact with other factors surrounding you, factors that determine your current situation in your day and your life, and will all add up to give you one or another result that may or may not be what you want, and this always occurs with mathematical precision. Each set of frequency thoughts that determine your personal vibration will give you a specific result. This is why you must watch your vibration and your frequency, because negative ones will mathematically incline you towards undesired situations as a result. Remember that you experience in your life what you are, not what you want, so you may be a situation you do not want, therefore experiencing it, you are the situation. Holding a positive and loving attitude full of gratitude and nice feelings will also incline you towards nicer and more desirable results in a mathematically precise manner. Be what you want. And remember that is it perfectly all right to be feeling down sometimes, and that does not mean that you are compatible with bad events, although like it or not, feeling that way is in itself an undesirable result, and sustaining it for too long can only set you in a timeline and in a direction you do not want. On Earth, as anywhere else, timelines are shared by the people who hold similar perception agreements, and are formed and guided by the perception of the beings experiencing it, in both a collective and a personal manner. Where the people who hold a high vibration will have a much stronger influence over the energy field shaping that reality, simply because the amount of energy a high frequency produces is exponentially higher than one of a low frequency, therefore high frequency people will influence the reality field they are in a much stronger way than low frequency ones. The way a reality and its timeline are formed is not a democracy, it is mathematic energy dynamics, and therefore the strongest people are the ones who will influence their reality in a much stronger way and in direct proportion to their frequency and consistency of it. But it is not only those situations the ones that count as if they had a fixed value, it is how each one of us takes and interprets those events that count the most, because undesired situations and events will always happen during our lives. But it is how we see them and the importance we give them what counts the most. Holding thoughts of frustration, anger, and resentment strongly and constantly only gives the mathematical values that will produce an outcome that will spiral your day and your life in a negative direction. When you give something bothersome too much value, it grows and becomes a bigger problem. But if your attention is centered strongly elsewhere, then that bothersome thing lessens its value, becomes inconsequential, and can completely disappear from your reality. Your consciousness, awareness, mind and thoughts are what will give the mathematical values to the formula that will produce an outcome. You decide what will be that outcome. As I just described, all reality is made of energy, and that energy has specific numerical values that can also be mapped and introduced into a computer, not only to predict outcomes but also to control them. In the same way, your mind forms and mathematically shapes your reality. A starship can also use this very same principle to navigate space and time. A starship equipped with capable technology immerses itself and everything inside in a very high energy field toroid that directly emulates a conscious mind, changing the vibratory energy values of each one of its components and everyone inside it so they become their destination, all this using a map that is in the navigation computer. As I explained above, every single situation and place in time, holds a specific set of numerical values that represent the frequency and energy dynamics of that place or situation. When a ship imposes that exact frequency onto itself, it becomes that place or situation, automatically moving itself and everyone inside it to that exact destination. As it is all an energy numerical map, it is exactly the same for a starship to move back in time or to move from one place or location to another. It takes as much energy to move itself in space as it does in time, and it also takes as much energy to go back in time to yesterday, as it does to 1,000 years ago. Time travel and hyperspace travel are exactly the same thing. The only thing that changes is the desired destination, in the same logical sequence of time, as in simple displacement from point A to point B, or as a displacement in time, as in when. When setting up your desired destination in a starship's navigation computer, you must not only tell it where you want to go, but also when you wish to arrive at your destination. When setting your navigation computer while at point A, your computer will ask you where you want to go and when do you wish to arrive at point B. Technically speaking, time travel for advanced interstellar civilizations is not difficult at all. It is simply part of hyperspace navigation. Hyperspace and time travel are essentially the same things. This is also why it may take a few minutes to travel 422 light years. This can be interpreted as going a lot faster than light, or it can be interpreted as the ship taking several hundreds of years to travel that distance, and then traveling back in time so in the perception of its crew, only a few minutes, or hours have passed. Both are valid interpretations of what is happening while traveling in hyperspace, and that is also traveling outside all time and space, therefore navigating the ether. Time travel in itself and at this high level of technology is not a challenge even. That is not the problem with time travel. What is a big problem is all the ethical implications of such travel, as it can result in heavily destructive outcomes for both the travelers and for the people who surround them, and this is a subject for another video. In the same way, a ship can travel from one timeline to another, or backwards and forwards in time, so could any sentient and aware being with a strong connection to Source, at least theoretically, although there are confirmed cases of people who have been able to achieve exactly this using nothing more than their own minds. The trick is to be very consistent with our frequency, and with our focus as well. Even if time traveling using our minds only may be very hard to achieve, what is not, is to steer and guide our lives in a much more favorable direction using our vibration, and being clear with what we want and we do not want, becoming that what we want in the now, not as some plan in the distant future.